Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
I'm just grateful that I wasn't born Rossi.
Pretty Malik.
There's nothing more satisfying than picking those blackheads off my husband's back.
And Big Rossi.
I was stuck in the Antarctic with you, Chris. I would wear your underwear.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you so much. You bring us so much energy and happiness every day. We love you guys.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6:02 on your Wednesday morning with me, Eddie, Pretty, and Big Rossi. Good morning, guys.
I felt like it was Thursday then, and you just ruined it for me.
Come on, man. Just one more day.
One more day, brother.
How are we all?
I thought today was going to be Thursday. Like yesterday, I spent all day thinking it was Wednesday.
It's always Wednesday.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it's like the worst. I always think Wednesday is Thursday when it's not.
The disappointment.
It is disappointing.
do you not like your job?
What do you mean?
Why are you disappointed?
Not the disappointment that you thought was going to be a Thursday.
Rossi, yeah. Don't turn this around. You started it.
I love my job. How is everyone? Everyone good to see you went to the gym yesterday, Pretty Malik?
Yes, of course.
You are absolutely killing it in the gym.
I'm killing it. Yeah. I'll say that. Actually,
you do,
I'll
you
say
do,
that.
Do well when you go to the gym. I remember you came to my gym for that day. Remember?
Yeah.
You were amazing. She's better than me.
Yeah. That was amazing.
A lot less weight on your body, though, to carry around.
That's what Jeff says all the time. He's like, it's because the air is lighter than me. I'm like, just give me the credit where credit is due.
Oh, wow. So you're like better than him in the gym then?
Sometimes I lift the same as him.
Wow.
But like, I don't get the credit because because you're lighter than me, so it's a lot easier. Well, it's not easy for me to lift, you know, weights.
Yeah.
How old's Jeff? Is he older than you?
No, we're the same age.
Same age. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, so... Nice. Well, well done. The gym yesterday was good for you.
Yes.
Eddie, what about you? How did your day go?
Did nothing much. Went and bought drawing sketch pads for the kids.
Oh.
Because they were fighting over one. And I was like, you know what? Let's go buy another one.
Oh. You can never do just one, man.
Yeah, just trying to keep them busy.
Two of everything, yeah.
Yeah, when this one starts like arguing and it's just
it's a headache for you.
Huge headache. Like, you know what? Let's go just...
Do you know what you should do? Like, you should... I know you want to go back at Christmas time in December, right, to see your family. But maybe you can send the kids and the missus back to Kenya.
That's if she gets vaccinated first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still not vaccinated.
Not yet. It took a lot of convincing.
So you've
got to get that done.
Yeah.
Part one done or
not? Not yet. So I've already booked her appointment. So
nice,
let's see.
Good.
Yeah.
No, not let's see. We got to get it done.
We got to get it done, but let's see if she's going to go.
No, she's good.
Scared.
She's got
to. Scared of it or something?
She's super scared.
Is she?
Yeah. But you got it done.
That's exactly.
And you're fine.
Yeah. That's what I told her. Like, listen. I got it done. Everybody at work got it done.
Literally,
nothing happened to anybody.
Entire office has gotten it done.
Are you planning to have another child?
That's a topic for another day.
Well, you know, I mean, you only have to wait, what, about 3 or 4 months, they say, after you get the vaccine anyways. As it is with anything that you're doing.
Right.
So it's not like you can never have kids if you take the vaccine.
Yes. Yeah,
but it's not advisable to do it just after you got the vaccine.
Exactly. You just give it your 3 to 4 months or whatever it is, and then you keep doing what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Are you planning for one?
No.
Okay.
I'm not in my house.
Liz has got a game plan ready to go.
Liz and my wife got a game plan.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to take me out one night so I don't remember anything. And,
9 months later, hello. So obviously Chris isn't here. Hopefully, I think we're keeping our fingers crossed for maybe a Thursday return, tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. We still have a big show lined up. You know the drill. 7:10, your pop quiz returns. We still have those flights with Etihad Airways to get you. This hour, your chance to go down to Soho Garden to go and watch your favorite team play in the Euros. Gossip is back. Kevin Hart is losing it on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
I can tell you all about it. I don't know if you agree or disagree with him.
Is he back on Twitter? Because he came off when he didn't go to the Oscars. I remember. That was a while ago.
That was a very long time.
Now.
Yeah, he's back on. And oh boy, is he having a field day.
Ooh,
we'll discuss.
Drama.
But we need you on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 0487155444. Let's get you on the phones. Find out what you did yesterday, how your day is going so far. We've got Luna, right?
Luna is on the line. Good morning, Luna.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Shouldn't you be going to sleep with a name like Luna? The moon.
Wow. Oh, man. Wow. I'm sorry, Luna.
You just woken up. You haven't gone to sleep, have you?
No, no. I actually woke up like at 5 o'clock, then I slept again. So then I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning just to hear you guys.
Aww, that's very nice. What's your plan for the day, Luna?
My plan is to finish school, finish homework, watch YouTube, and then just rest for the day.
Okay. So
that's a good order, that, yeah.
Yeah, what school do you go to?
The Indian Academy, Dubai.
Indian Academy, Dubai. What grade are you in? How old are you?
I am 14 years old and I'm in 9th grade.
You're 9th grade, okay.
So you've got like, what, 9, 10, 11. Did you finish on 11? Is that right?
Yeah, we finished until 11.
Oh, no, okay. I mean like, so like the year 11, is that the last year?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. We do till 12. So, okay, you're gonna finish school, you're gonna do your homework, and then you're gonna sit on YouTube. Mm-hmm. What do you watch on YouTube?
I actually watch this YouTuber in particular. She lives in America. Mm-hmm. Her name is Nicole Leno, and she has been inspiring me in doing so many things. She's actually a dancer.
Oh, wow.
Wow, nice. Do you like to dance?
I do like to dance, actually. I used to go for classical dance.
Wow.
I think you know that pretty.
Of course.
So I used to go for it, but now I stopped.
Okay.
Oh, is it Bharatanatyam or Kathak or
Bharatanatyam,
what? Bharatanatyam. Did you do your Arangetam?
Yeah, I actually did. I did so many dances, and I do have my trophies with me.
So, just to explain, Bharatanatyam is a beautiful Indian classical dance form. And an Arangetam is like, once you've learned for years and years and years, you have like this final performance. It's the most prestigious part of your classical dance career, where you kind of show all the things that you have done and learned. And it's really, really prestigious thing. So if you've done that at 14, that is amazing. That's awesome.
Like, she's another level then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congrats. So cool, Luna. You're awesome.
Love that. Well
Thanks
done, Luna.
So much.
Well, have a great day at school, my friend. And thanks for calling up the radio. You sound amazing. And we're glad we got you on this morning.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys. I always listen to you every single morning. But sometimes I don't, because sometimes I'm actually really productive in the day.
Yeah. I can understand that. We can hinder productivity. I get it. It's okay, Luna. You have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you, guys, so much. Love you so much.
Oh, we love you right back.
Pretty Malik's gossip. I love Post Malone because he just does the weirdest things. He just dropped $1.6 million. Mm. You'd think it would be, I don't know, on a house, a car, something extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He dropped it on two teeth.
Diamond teeth.
Yeah. So he decided to go get smile reconstruction. And now he's got porcelain veneer work, which is fine. Oh. But it's framed with two diamond fangs with a total weight of 12 carats.
Why?
Worth $1.6 million.
Now, they say, like, you know, like these days, money and pop stars, it's not as much as it used to be, right? Like, because people are getting music online and that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's only released, I'd say, what, 5 songs maybe that have done well in the charts.
Maybe he's a good investor.
And he's got all this money to drop on teeth.
Smart business guy.
Wow, that must be uncomfortable, though.
Yeah, very. I can't imagine that's going to stay very long.
Seriously.
Waste of money there, Post Malone. Okay, do we want another Fast and Furious movie?
No.
I mean, yeah. Well,
are we all
not
over it? Are we over
why
it?
Why not? Why not?
Well, obviously, The Rock had his own spinoff from the Fast and Furious movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the F9 cast is saying they want an all-female Fast and Furious spinoff.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, that would be. I think that would be cool. Ludacris. Mm-hmm. And Jordana Brewster told SiriusXM that it needs to happen. Have a listen.
The girls need a spinoff. That's who needs a spinoff. That's who deserves it.
Is it a possibility?
Think about all the people we could bring back, right? We could bring back Eva Mendes, who'd be incredible to work with. There's Helen Mirren, Charlize Theron, Natalie, me, Anna, Michelle. It would be really, really cool. So I can't speak to the discussions, but I think it would be awesome.
That'll be awesome, yeah.
I'm sure they're working on it. I feel like this franchise is never going to go away. So just get used to it. It's going to be like Kids. It's going to be Fast and Furious Junior.
Police Academy.
Except
17 of them or something.
Is it? How many Police Academy movies are there?
I don't know. I think it was before our time, wasn't
yeah,
it? But
yeah.
It was like...
It was like six count. Or seven at
14,
least.
14, I'm sure.
14.
I'm sure it was.
You got to look that up. Okay. Gigi Hadid has opened up about how she and Zayn Malik approach parenthood, especially in a mixed race household. If you didn't know, Gigi's mom, Yolanda, is Dutch. Her father is Palestinian. Mm. Zayn is British Pakistani. Mm. So obviously, you know, their daughter Kai is going to grow up in a very different environment.
The food in that house, though.
Oh, it's going to be so good. So Gigi said that, "I think that Kai will grow up feeling out the way that she can or wants to be a bridge for her different ethnicities. But I think that it will be nice to be able to have those conversations and see where she comes from with it." So I guess they're kind of like leaving it up to her, giving her, you know, the opportunity to embrace all of her heritage.
Well, there you go.
And finally, Kevin Hart, he took to Twitter to hit back at those who said he's not funny. So he went on a complete Twitter rant.
Okay.
And this is what he said. He said, quote, "I have three stand-up comedy specials that fall in the top 10 highest grossing comedy specials of all time. I've been the highest grossing comedian in entertainment for years. I've also been the highest grossing comedian in the box office with over $4 billion in earnings. Stop believing these headlines and read the actual articles." He ended it by saying, "J. Cole said it best. If you're laughing at a millionaire, the joke's on you." So.
Yep, it's true. Don't feed the trolls, man.
Yeah, I think he must have like really just lost it. He must have read something and really lost it. He was like, just, you know, go back to your regular day now. Live, love, and laugh.
It's amazing, like, when celebrities, they... If you want to annoy them, you just have to tweet them something negative. Like, I've tweeted people like positive stuff, like, "Oh, I think you're great."
Yeah.
They ignore it. As soon as you do something negative, like, which I've not done really, but I did point something out to a radio presenter that I liked one time. It was replied to, and I'm like, why are you focusing on the negatives when you should be focusing on the positives?
I think it comes down to the fact that when you're being accused of doing something or being something that you're not, it's not right, I guess, and to like kind of set them straight sometimes.
Right.
But that's what trolling is, right?
Yeah.
Like, they are trying to get a reaction out of you. And Kevin Hart has built a multi, what, million, billion-dollar business.
Yeah.
It's like, give him credit, right?
Yeah, give credit where credit is due.
Exactly. So there you go.
And also, we're not advocating for trolling people, Rossi.
Who was? Who said that?
No, because you were like, you get a reaction when you troll.
Reaction.
Yeah.
Don't take words out of my mouth, please.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home friends.
I think we'll do a throwback bit now from the Chris Fade Show. This was great. I remember me and Chris did this because our kids were learning the ABCs around about the same time. And we decided to come up with a ABC song or the alphabet song.
Yeah, yeah.
Dubai style.
Oh, okay.
So this is good. So have a listen to this.
Hey, kids. Wakey, wakey. It's time to learn your ABCs. Are you ready to learn your ABCs, Big Rossi?
Yay!
Here we go, everybody. Big smile. A for air condition bus stop, you see. B is for brunch. C is for cheetah. D for D-word days. E for excellent customer service. F for fast food delivery. G's for G-Wagon. If you don't know your ABCs, let me teach you here in DXB. H is for helicopter. I for indicators not working. J for jewel encrusted everything. K is for karama. L, lost in the mall. M for massive airports. N for nose jobs. If you don't know your ABCs, let me teach you here in DXB. Always for online food order. P is for postbox, where are they? Q for queuing to connect my internet. R for roadworks. S for 7-star hotel. T is for traffic jams. U is for U-turns. V, we change them. VPN. W, weight gain. X for X Dubai zipline. Y is for yalla. Z for zucchini instead of courgettes. If you don't know your ABCs, then we'll teach you here in DXB.
The music ended. Why did the music end so early?
I think you were singing it too fast.
Money.
I get money.
Chocolate.
The
Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
It is time to play the pop quiz. 10 questions. Can you win 10,000 dirhams cash?
Yes.
So excited to do this.
Let's see if Shikriya can do it this morning. Good morning, Shikriya.
Hi, good morning.
You're on. You're on the radio. Well done.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're finally. I finally got through.
Oh, well, congratulations. You're going to be playing for 10,000 dirhams cash with Pretty Malik right now.
Okay.
What are you doing, Shikriya?
Well, I just woke up, but I'm in between jobs at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So I just sit on my laptop all day, like applying for jobs.
Oh, okay. Did you get fired or did you resign or what? How did you get made redundant?
No, I actually resigned like right before Corona started.
Oh, no.
And I was planning at the time to, like, you know, take a 6-month break and then go back to work.
Yeah.
But by the time I was ready to go back to work, it was like a whole new world.
Yeah, of course. What do you do? What are you looking for?
A personal assistant.
A personal assistant.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Is that what you did before as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Well, Eddie needs some help, don't you, Eddie? you got too much work on, mate.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Oh, well, keeping your fingers crossed, and I'm hoping that you win this 10K because that'll definitely, like, buy you some time.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Okay, you know the drill. 10 questions in front of me. Each one is worth 100 dirhams. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. If there's enough time left, hopefully we will come back to it. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, Shikriya. Come on, you got this, girl. Your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. Who voiced the character Princess Fiona in the first Shrek movie?
Pass.
What is the capital of Oman?
Muscat.
Who sings the songs One Kiss and Levitating?
Dua Lipa.
Chrissy Teigen is married to which male singer?
Pass.
What DJ produced the songs Flames, Mad Love, and Dangerous?
Pass.
Maria Sharapova plays which sport?
Tennis.
Who plays Brian Mills in the movie series called Taken?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Thank You, Next, and Breathin'?
Ariana Grande.
Who sings the songs Golden and Adore You?
Pass.
What is the currency of Thailand?
Pass.
Who voiced the character Princess Fiona in the first Shrek movie?
Pass.
Chrissy Teigen is married to which male singer?
I know his name. Pass.
What DJ produced the songs Flames, Mad Love?
Oh,
that's okay. I mean, you did very well. You went very quickly through them. But 400 dirhams.
Thank you.
Yay.
Was it Liam Neeson?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God, I knew that.
Oh. You did well to pass and get back to the questions,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're going to know more of these as I tell you. Cameron Diaz voices the character Princess Fiona.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. John Legend is married to Chrissy Teigen.
I knew that. I just didn't get his name.
I know. Liam Neeson, as you said, plays Brian Mills in Taken. Harry Styles sings Golden and Adore You. And the currency of Thailand is the baht.
Oh, I would have never got that last one.
Oh, that's okay. You did really, really well. And guess what, Shikriya? Not only do you get the 400 dirhams with Rackbank, you also are going to go down to Jumeirah Emirates Towers. We got a table for four to watch the group games, including food and soft drinks at La Canteen Stadium, all down at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Well done.
Well done.
Wow, that's so cool. Thank you.
Oh, that's exactly what you need when you haven't got a job, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know, right? Have a free night out.
Yeah, well done.
And I would love to go and watch my country, so that's really cool.
Oh, who's that? What country?
Holland.
Oh, well,
yeah, fingers crossed for them to win.
Fingers crossed. This is going to be amazing. This venue, La Canteen at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. It's a purpose-built space, comes with comfortable seating and benches for 250 guests, including a VIP area for 70 fans who prefer more exclusive experience as well. Go and check it out. La Canteen Stadium at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Well done, Shikriya.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. More chances for you to win with the pop quiz tomorrow, plus with the Hour of Power tomorrow evening.
Yes, we have a bonus pop quiz. So every single Thursday evening in the Hour of Power, we give Rack Bank customers the exclusive opportunity to win another 10,000 dirhams cash. How do you register? Go to our website, virginradiodubai.com, and we could be calling you.
Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
So much to get to, and we're going to start off with David Dobrik. David Dobrik is back on YouTube. Okay, so he had taken a social media break in March following assault allegations against his vlog squad. It was, I think, March 26th, the last time he posted. He has now posted up a new YouTube video this week, his first in 2 months, in which he surprised his friends with a trip to Hawaii. Have a listen.
I wanted to get you guys something. I got this. I got you guys It's a trip to Hawaii.
We're going to Hawaii!
Wait, are we vlogging? Are we vlogging?
So at the end, you hear his friends go, wait, are we vlogging again? And the answer is yes. He also took to Instagram to announce that he will be releasing new vlogs every single Tuesday. So
he's such a nice guy.
David
really nice guy.
Dobrik is back. Hopefully he's changed his friends.
Nala will be very, very happy.
She will. If you didn't know, Selma Hayek has a pet owl. Okay?
Okay.
I know.
Wow.
I know. It's just the strangest thing that I've ever heard. She has
a pet owl. I've never known anyone to have a pet owl.
Right? She rescued this owl when she was a baby, named it Caring. And apparently she just lets this owl kind of roam free in the house. She lets the owl sleep with her when her husband is not around for company. Like, she is obsessed with this owl. Now, she was on Ellen talking about this owl and said, well, a celebrity came over to my house one day and unfortunately didn't go too well because I'm sorry for eating your breakfast. It regurgitated a furball.
Furball?
Yeah.
An owl does that?
I don't want to go into the details. I can tell you off the radio or Google it why that happens because it's just, I don't want to talk about that. So anyways, have a listen to this story.
There's this ball of hair that comes out of their mouth. And one time there was a very important celebrity, I will not say his name, and he was really excited about the owl and was hoping that the owl would go on his head because it was on me. And he's like, oh, I need an owl in my life. How do you do that? And the minute he least expected it, it came on his head, but then he did the thing.
No.
And this thing came out. This ball of rat hair was on his head.
Yeah.
He was okay. He was kind of good.
Yeah. Who was a celebrity that the owl was sitting on? You can tell us.
Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Wow.
I'm in trouble. He was super cool, by the way. He was super cool even with that happening.
Oh, wow.
So first of all, what is Harry Styles doing at Salma Hayek's house? That's the first question.
Have they done a movie together or anything?
I think, there are now rumors that they've done some stuff together. But what a story. Like,
wow.
A story that I cannot even make up. Like, even if I tried making up a story, I can't make that up.
Rat hair.
So there you go.
I was wondering why she had an owl as a pet. It's probably because, like, she doesn't want to be owl by herself.
Oh, here we go. Okay, let's talk. I'm just going to move on forward. Cristiano Ronaldo had an eventful press conference yesterday at the Euros. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's gone viral everywhere. As he was getting ready to speak to the media, he picked up the two Coca-Cola bottles that were in front of him, moved them aside, replaced it with a bottle of water and said, drink water. He said, agua, drink water. Now, Coca-Cola are the sponsors of the Euros, which is why they're placed on the table at every single press conference.
Right.
Unfortunately, the incident ended up having a massive knock-on effect on the stock market and their value in the stock market. So after the press conference, Coca-Cola's shares seemed to plummet about 1.6%, which you think, 1%. But that 1.6% equaled about $4 billion in value. Coca-Cola has now released a statement after that saying everyone is entitled to their drink preferences and everyone has different tastes and needs. So.
But the influence of Ronaldo.
You know, like,
seriously,
$4 billion in, like, I mean, obviously they'll be back up in no time. That's how the stock market is, right? It fluctuates. But immediately after that, that's
apparently
insane.
He hates it when his kid drinks it as well. Like, he's always pressuring his kid not to drink, like, soda.
Soft drinks and things like that.
Yeah.
So, isn't it
insane? It's a daily struggle, that, though, isn't it? Just, like,
with
trying
kids?
To get your kids to eat healthy.
I mean, it just tastes so good, though. Let's be real, guys. Yeah. Let's just be real.
Oh, true that.
So that is that.
All right, hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
So it's Liz's birthday coming up, and we want to go out for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're going to go out with a couple of friends. But I wanted to get a nice photograph for her birthday.
Okay.
And I want to put it on Instagram. You know, it's content.
For the gram.
It's for the gram.
So what I'm looking for is the best restaurants that are Instagrammable.
So Instagrammable places. Also, I've just realized you have really taken... I mean, I'm not mad about it. I'm just saying that you've really taken this week to capitalize in making plans for yourself using this show to help you. We've already tried to sort out your vacation
sorted,
to Iceland.
Sorted that problem.
So done. So thanks to the show, you were able to do it.
Yeah.
So now we're going to sort out your wife Liz's birthday plans.
Some may say I'm lazy, but I just want to know the most Instagrammable restaurants in the UAE.
Okay, 0487155444. If you have an Instagrammable restaurant in mind, please give us your suggestion. 0487155444. Can I start off with a suggestion?
Yeah.
Have you been to Twiggy?
Not yet.
That is, I think it, she would love that.
Because loads of these places these days are doing like swings and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this place is beautiful.
Because it looks over the creek.
Yes. It's it's by La Cantine. Park Hyatt, I think it is. Yeah,
yeah, it's Park Hyatt. Hyatt. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's my recommendation, but you may know something better. You listening may know a better recommendation for Big Rossi. Let's just talk Instagrammable restaurants, not just for Rossi, but I think we are all, let's be honest, we all are always looking for a photo for the gram.
Yep.
So this may be a place for you to write down as well. Maybe you're a blogger, maybe you're a food blogger, upcoming YouTuber, whatever it is.
Mm.
Write this down on your list. You know, you see all those hidden gem videos on TikTok and Reels and stuff.
Yeah.
They always come up. So this could help you make
How about the
content.
Arabian Tea House?
Oh, that's beautiful as well.
That's a good one. That's
looks amazing.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
I've been is that one in Dubai? I've been to the one in Sharjah.
Yeah, there's one in Sharjah. Yeah. There's one in down in the old town for Fahidi district.
Yes.
And Bastiaka.
Bastakia.
Bastakia, There's one there. There's Bastakia. One, the mall on Beach Road as well. That one has an Arabian Tea House.
The mall
as
on Beach Road? That's right by my house.
Well, Rossi,
you didn't even know.
The taxi wouldn't cost you anything.
I know, but I don't want to drink tea on a Thursday night.
Right, this is night. Yeah, that's more like breakfast. Yeah. I would recommend that for breakfast. Okay, Instagrammable restaurants. We want to hear from you. 0487155444.
Can Instagram it and get it for free. It's great.
Rossi.
Okay, we've got Kentis on the line. Hi, Kentis.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing there? So where are we, where should I go?
Tanya's Tea House on Jumeirah Road.
That's Tanya's beautiful.
Ah, yes. I have been there. Jumeirah Beach Road, right, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like it there?
It's amazing for photos and videos.
Yeah, totally.
Is it? Yeah. Have you been there a lot of times?
Yeah, a couple of times. And they got good food as well.
They got good food. Yeah, I like their food.
Yeah.
Do you work there?
Yeah, I'm a head chef there. I'm the new head chef.
Well, no wonder. You played it off really well, chef.
Just trying to get some free publicity here. Okay, well, listen.
We just revamped our new menu. We just launched our new menu yesterday, so come and check it out.
It's very nice. Perfect. It's Instagrammable. I've been there, but I want to go somewhere in the evening. That's where I
want
to go.
You want dinner, right? You want a restaurant.
Yeah, maybe. Sally, how are you, Sally?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. We're looking for Instagrammable restaurants in the UAE. Tell me.
Yes, I would definitely recommend the farm in Al Barari.
The farm in
Al Barari.
I've been there, but I don't want to go back.
No. What?
Yeah, because what happened was I went there one time and there was a massive queue. And I was with my mum and dad and I tried to sneak to the front of the queue and they got me and said you'll have to wait at the back, and I was like I'm never coming here again.
So embarrassing.
She was trying to big Rossi himself into it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Sally. Let's go to Sandy. Hi, Sandy, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great. Go on, give us a nice Instagrammable restaurant.
Amazonico.
Oh yes,
never heard of that.
What is that?
DIFC.
Oh my god. All right, it's up there, all right? It's super high end, but the food is incredible, and then it's like landing in the middle of the Amazon. Seriously.
Yeah.
The food is Peruvian and the decor is superb, and the way they cook the fish, it's like literally sticking it on a stick in the embers.
Oh.
And you get to see that. It's something, I swear.
I mean, did they cook it for you or do you have to cook it yourself?
Well, you know, I didn't ask, they might let you.
I don't want to cook it myself. There's no point in going out there.
No, no. I think you'd like this place. It's in DIFC. I've heard a lot about
it. Is it?
Amazonica.
Amazonica. I'll try that one. Because there was another Peruvian restaurant down there beginning with G, but I can't remember the name of it.
With G?
Yeah. Many years ago. It's a steak place.
Remember.
But
can't
anyway.
Remember.
Thank you so much, Sandy, for your call. I'll put that on the list, all right?
All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Shazat. How are you, Shazat? Tell me, where should I go?
Hi, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What's your suggestion?
I would like to recommend Chizen Burak in downtown.
Oh, yes.
Most Instagrammable today.
That's so true.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? The guy with the smile who does all of the cooking, right?
Exactly. And it's fun as well. You get to watch his performances and stuff.
Okay, that's a good one.
Rossi, you won't like it because I'm pretty sure you'll have to stand in a very long line in order to get a table. So I don't think that's going to be on your list.
I think he might like it because of his popularity. He might get it for free as well.
Sign me up, my friend. Sign me up. Thanks for your call. And finally, let's go to Liz. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Hi, sorry, my wife, Liz, is bringing the children to the school now.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. She passed the phone to you, right? Okay, tell me where we should go then.
Well, I think it's a good restaurant. It's called Boca. It's we are from Barcelona, and they are making a wonderful paella.
Ooh, oh, yummy. Where is it?
It's in the Kempinski Hotel in... Emirates Mall.
Yes, Mall of Emirates. Oh, Boca.
Is it expensive?
Not too much. They accept entertainers, so it's okay.
Okay.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And you're calling on behalf of Liz, are you? You sure it's not my wife?
Okay.
It's your wife, is it? Liz. Okay, cool. Well, we'll put that down. Thank you so much, all right? Have a great day.
Bye.
Oh, there we go. We've got some good lists there, Pretty.
Wow. Are you ready? Is everything done now?
I think so.
Is there anything else we need to sort out in your life? Like tomorrow, what are we going to be sorting out?
D with discounts? Can we do that?
Come on. I don't think so.
Hi, hello. I'm Big Rossi, and obviously you guys know that the Euros are on at the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Euro 2020. I've been enjoying it. I watched a couple of games last night. Cristiano Ronaldo scoring two goals in Portugal's win over Hungary.
Amazing.
I really wanted Hungary to do well. I think they got down to the 87th minute or something, and then the goals came, which is a shame. But well done to Hungary, and well done to Portugal yesterday. Didn't see France-Germany because it was too late. 11 o'clock kickoff.
Too late.
Not watching that one. Unless, unless it's England.
Yeah, that's
in a
true.
Couple of weeks, it's going to be on a Tuesday night. Just letting you know that I will be destroyed.
We understand. Today's matches, by the way, if you're wondering, 5 o'clock Finland-Russia, 8 o'clock Turkey-Wales, 11 o'clock Italy-Switzerland.
Would you guys admit that you sort of, well, maybe not you, Eddie, but Pretty, would you admit that you sort of need to be educated a bit on the Euros?
Yep.
Yeah?
Mostly because I don't care about football.
Okay.
Like, I don't. I watch tennis. I now started watching Formula One. I watch basketball, baseball.
Right.
I can even get into cricket.
Okay.
I just can't get into football.
Well, let's play a game. Give me some Echo, Eddie, if you can.
Okay.
Echo.
I love this.
Yep. Okay. Press it. Press the button on. Mm. Yep. Hello. Okay, let's play a game. The game is... Press the music. There we go. Player from the Euros or brand of cheap clothes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give you five names. You have to decipher if it's a player from the Euros or a brand of cheap clothes.
Okay.
First one. Let me stand up for this.
Are we buzzing over by names or
working
just
together?
Just have a guess. Okay.
First one. TJ Hughes.
That is a player.
Player.
Really?
Yeah,
TJ Hughes.
Yeah.
That's incorrect. It's a department store from Liverpool.
Oh, we have TJ Maxx. That's why I thought you were trying to throw me off.
Well, TJ Hughes started in 1912, and it's been there ever since.
Okay. Mm. Next one.
Next one is, let me get it here. Kai Havertz.
Wait, say it again.
Kai Havertz.
I think that's... I'm going to say player. What do you think?
Player.
Player.
Player, yeah. Plays for Chelsea.
Woo!
German football player. Well done to you.
Okay.
Chiara Ferragni.
Chiara Ferragni.
I'm going to say clothing brand.
Yeah, clothing brand as well.
Clothing brand.
Clothing brand.
Italian clothing designer.
Yay!
Well done. All right, next one. Timo Werner.
Timo Werner.
I don't know. I want to say player.
I want to say clothing brand.
Okay. Who's right?
Pretty Malik is correct. Oh. Another Chelsea player. Plays for Germany. Renato Balastra.
That's a player.
Really? I'm going to say clothing brand just for fun.
It's a cheap Italian clothing brand. Pretty Malik.
What is it called again?
Renato Balestra.
Renato Balestra.
Well done. That's all of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are we done 5 already?
That was really fast. Yeah. I kind of want more.
Time flies when you're having fun.
What?
What are you going to say?
No, what were you going to say? That usually means that you've either discovered something or thought of something.
No. We should have planned this before we turned the radio on.
So yesterday I was sitting on the couch, right? And obviously we recently moved. So sometimes you get new things, whatever it is. But luckily we obviously have all the things that we need and we don't really need to buy much, which is amazing. Cool. Greatest save ever. But you all know my husband, Jeff. He's an interesting species. He is a one of a kind human being and I love him for that. And he gets very excited about, like, organization stuff.
Okay.
So he turns to me yesterday. He's like, you know, I just want... This is, like, real adulting conversations are like, right? You know, tomorrow, very seriously, we really need to go to this store. I need to get more mason jars because it's not aligning perfectly and I need to get the same size. I'm like, okay, babe, no problem. Next. And I also need to get new plates. Why do we need new plates? Because, you know, he starts giving me a lecture. Because, you know, sometimes in life, you need to replace things. You know, you need to read this book called The Minimalist. You may have a sentimental value to things. You need to say thank you. You need to say thank you to the object for serving you for so long and then say goodbye. And I looked at him, I was like, are you okay, my friend?
Well, he's defeating the object there, clearly, because The Minimalist is about having less things.
Right?
So he's going out to buy more things, but he's quoting a quote from The Minimalist.
He literally said to me, he goes, I want you, Preeti, when you come home, to just look at the plates that you have had for 8 to 13 years or whatever here in the UAE, which are, by the way, in mint condition.
Okay.
Just tell them, thank you so much for giving me a purpose for all these years. And then we will go out and purchase new ones.
And this is a serious conversation.
This is a serious conversation. Like, I'm about to die laughing. I'm looking at him because I don't want to make fun of him, but I really am making fun of him in my head. I'm just looking and go, this is insane.
I think he needs a job, honestly.
He does have a job. Thank you very much.
He's got too much time on his hands.
He does have a job. He's back to work.
He's doing that, it's called Marie Kondo?
Marie Kondo.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
It's just one of those things. And I was like, sometimes, you know, YouTube and all that stuff can be a great place to learn stuff.
Yeah, but...
But sometimes there's a deep, dark hole where you learn things that you should not be learning.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. It takes you on a winding road.
So if you see me in the next few weeks coming home with new plates, just know that I bowed to the old ones and I said, thank you for your service and serving your purpose. You can always call us at 0487155444 to just say hello. Tell us what's going on in your life. And it looks like we've got Rohan on the phone this morning. Hi, Rohan.
Hey, Preeti Malik. Good morning. How are you today?
We are well. What's going on with you?
Well, it's been an amazing time, actually. I'm just calling to thank all of you guys. You know, I just picked up my brand new BMW a few days back. As you all know the story, like, I was looking for a job as well. After I won the BMW car, after a few days, I got a new job as well.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's back up here for a second.
You were off, Preeti.
I was off. I missed this opportunity. So we were giving away a brand new BMW on Virgin Radio on the Chris Faye Show, right? So, Rohan, you were the lucky winner to win a brand new BMW, and you went and picked it up from the showroom this week?
Yes, actually, I just picked it up last week and I have no words to describe how happy I am and how thrilled I am to drive this super car. It's amazing. Oh, it's a beautiful car, actually.
That is amazing. So good for you. And you found a job.
Yes, like after a few days after I won the car, I found a new job as well.
Look at
so
that.
This was the reason that it delayed a bit of picking up the car. It's been so busy and the visa changes and all these things.
Yeah, of course.
So it's been so excited and been so many things happening at the same time, and I'm so happy and glad.
Beautiful, that. What an amazing car as well. I saw you driving off in it yesterday on the Insta stories. Thanks for tagging us on that.
That's right.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is amazing, actually. My son is totally in love in the car. He's like, to even get out of the car. It's all this electronic stuff and everything.
Oh, that's very, very so sweet. Fun. Thank you. Thank you for calling us and telling us that. You know, oftentimes we'll give stuff away, but we never hear about what happened afterwards. Yeah. So, Rohan, we really, really appreciate it. Well-deserving. Enjoy the new car and keep posting photos. We want to see it, okay?
Absolutely. I would like to, first of all, just give a quick shout to BMW AGMC. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, guys. They've been amazing. And Virgin Radio and Chris Fade Show and my man, Black Brent, who I answered the question as well. Yeah. And everyone who have always sent me so many messages on the day that I won the car on Instagram. It was, my heart was melting, actually. Aww.
They all want to be your friend now. They all want to be your friend.
That is amazing, Rohan. Well done. Thank you for calling us and putting a smile on our faces. That call made our day, right?
Yeah, it was so good. Indeed. Cheers, Rohan. Well done. Hopefully more cars on the way soon, eh?
Hopefully.
Time for another throwback bit right now, and it's another football throwback bit, pretty Malik.
This is your favorite thing, though, football, so I'm not surprised here.
Everyone's talking about football at the moment. And do you remember when we did that spelling bee a while ago?
Yeah, it must have been
when the World Cup was on or something like that. You got us some football terms, and me and Chris went up against each other, and we had to do a spelling bee.
Oh, dear.
The loser had to wear the other one's shoes. Let's have a listen.
These are all football-related words right now.
Okay.
This is because Rossi called you dumb, Chris. So we're going to see who actually is smart here.
Doesn't know the word camaraderie.
I feel like you're saying it wrong.
It's camaraderie, not camaraderie.
Anyways, what's on the line here, boys? What did we decide?
Loser has to walk in the other person's shoes for the rest of the day.
Done.
Literally.
Yeah, literally, you'll wear mine, I'll wear yours. What are you wearing? What have you got on today?
I've got, like, really old Converse that I wear with my shorts.
I've got white sneakers. Oh, they're the ones that he wears with no socks.
See? This could be dangerous here.
Okay,
are we ready? Who goes first?
I'll go first. Go.
Okay. Your first word is fixture. Like, that's what you call a game, right?
He's got a pen in his hand for it.
Fixture.
F-I-X-T-U-R-E. Fixture.
That is correct. You're getting three each, by the way. Next word for Big Rossi. Exhibition. Like an exhibition match.
In football?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Well, yeah. I looked it up in the football glossary of terms.
E-X-H-I-B-I-T-I-O-N.
Correct. Next word for Chris.
I can see the
counterattack.
One word, is it? C-O-U-N-T-E-R-A-T-T-A-C-K. Counterattack.
Correct. Big Rossi, can you please spell the word?
I'm cheating. He's looking over here.
Aggregate.
Oh, and this is where he lost the game, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. No chance for him to how to spell aggregate. Definitely putting in an extra letter somewhere. Go ahead.
A-double-G. R-I-E-T-E.
That is incorrect.
Yeah,
correct spelling of aggregate. A-double-G-R-E-G-A-T-E. Next word for Chris. If you get this, you win.
Okay,
there is no I in it.
This is for the win. Hey, I just realized something. If I win, I don't want him wearing my shoes. I don't want him wearing my shoes.
Hold on.
So you can walk around barefoot.
Let's forget that. What's happening now?
It's three words each. Okay. You've done two.
If I get this, I win.
He's up 2-1. So if you can get this one, he wins. Your final word, Chris Fade, if you get it right, is Derby.
Ooh. Is it the E or is it the A?
A derby is when two teams from the same town play each other. Is that right, Big Rossi?
Not cheating, mate.
Yeah.
D. Now it's either A.
I'm not looking.
R-B-Y.
Do not look at anyone else.
D, is it E or A? Is it
Come
E or A?
On, Chris.
This is all it's down to. E or A? E or A? E or A? D-E-R-B-Y. Why?
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you Chris Fade has won this competition!
Yeah! It's coming home! It's coming home!
That was fun. Now give him your shoes.
I don't want you to wear my shoes. Take your shoes off. Go
no,
barefoot.
Fair.
I don't want you touching
give,
my shoes.
Give
get
him
away
your
from
shoes.
Me.
You know, we're getting to that graduation season. A lot of people graduating from university, entering the workforce, hoping to get a job over the summer.
Yeah, so like the end of June, start of July, people will be graduating, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then trying to get that big first job in your career. I'm sure you may have held jobs during your university career, whatever it is, but you finally got your degree and you're headed out into the workforce. But how do you nail that first job interview? How do you get that first job? Came across this and I thought it would be interesting. This is from Fortune magazine. The five big mistakes new college graduates make when it comes to getting their job.
Okay.
Five mistakes. Number one, which I think is I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Allowing helicopter parents to contact employers. Has this happened?
A helicopter parent.
So a helicopter parent is someone who like hovers over their child.
Okay.
Doesn't let them be independent, does literally everything for them, is always involved in everything that they do. I have not heard of any parent who has gone in on behalf of someone for a job interview.
Maybe the WASTA, like giving WASTA, hey, you know, I got my kid, he just finished school and, you know, he's looking for a job, I'll appreciate it.
For me, it's usually like, my parents are going in to rectify mistakes I've made with my employer.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I've been fired and I need my dad to help me.
Well, that doesn't happen anymore. So that's fine. So don't do that. This is your time now. You're independent. You have graduated. Figure it out on your own.
Okay.
Number two, social media misjudgments. Don't post anything on social media that you wouldn't feel comfortable showing a recruiter or hiring manager.
Exactly. We've learned that recently with Chrissy Teigen.
Yes. You know, listen, everything that you post on the internet stays there forever. You'd be surprised. People take screenshots. People have it.
Yeah.
So if you're doing stuff and you think, oh, I'm young, I'm just having fun, just know these companies literally go to your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter to check you out first.
Yeah, because actually my little brother, he had the same situation. He went for a job interview.
Yeah.
And the first question they asked him was, don't you have any friends? And the reason why is because he is not on social media. So I think the first thing they did is go on to check on his name on social media.
To see what's
going on. They had like Facebook or Instagram, things like that. So
interesting.
Yeah, employers are doing that.
Failure to network. These are mistakes that new college grads make. And I think, I feel like this is not just for college graduates. This is anyone who's in a boat who's looking for a job. I feel like these work. Failure to network. You may think you don't know anyone in your community that can help you get a job, but if you sit down and draw a list of everyone that you know, there's surely someone that can come up. Talk to people, have conversations, you know?
Definitely.
That's really important. Networking is so important. Number four, forgetting to say a simple thank you. Easy manners, guys. When someone goes out of their way to help you, send a short email or a text message to say, hey, thank you so much. After you're done with your interview, send them an email. Say, thank you for having me today. Looking forward to hearing from you. Please let me know if there's anything else you need from me. You know, be in their face. And the final one, I don't think this happens as much anymore because when's the last time you've left a voicemail?
Voicemail,
yeah.
Long time ago, really.
It's been a long time. But I think when it comes to a corporate environment, it must still happen a lot, right?
Really? Like leaving a voicemail. Faxes.
Like, the office phone type thing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So apparently bad voicemail greetings are a big mistake that happen. 90% of the greetings of new graduates sound immature and much too casual. They're not your buddy. Hey, buddy, just checking in on my job interview. Just remember you're in a, you know, like a corporate environment. So these are some tips if you're just graduating and you're thinking about applying for a new job. Just have a look at these.
Yeah, and there's one more which I think might even be, you know, the email addresses. Some graduates have like really funny email addresses.
Yeah.
unicornstar5611@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You don't want to send your CV using such an email, do you?
No.
Sorry, mate. I'll change that.
Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show with me, Eddie Pretty and Big Ross. And that's it for your Wednesday morning.
It's been a long week, guys.
Yes, it has.
Well, I had a day off, so it was okay for me.
I know, it's okay for you. Eddie and I have been here. Hopefully, I mean, we say this every day. Yeah. We're just hoping that Chris comes back tomorrow.
Right, steady on. It's like some type of, I don't know. He's off sick. He'll be back tomorrow. Chill out.
We chill out. Know. You have been saying it every single day, my friend.
Well,
you're like,
back.
See you tomorrow. I miss you. See you tomorrow. You're miss like, you. You're like, telling
oh,
us to
please
chill out.
Come back, Chris. Chris, come back. It's like we've been fine.
It's called the Chris Fade Show, Rossi.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but
this
like,
is not the normal show that we do. I would like to do our normal show.
Are you just trying to say you want Chris back so you do less?
I still do the same amount of work.
You want Chris back so you can
so
do
you
less.
So you do less work. I'm doing the same, if not more.
Sorry, I'm a bit grumpy. I haven't been online shopping all this week.
What do you want to buy?
Like usually when Chris is here, I've got time to do that.
Exactly. That's the thing. This grumpy pants over here just turning the tables. It's all you, buddy.
Okay.
It is called the Chris Fade Show, and hopefully the Chris Fade of the show will be back tomorrow. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, inshallah.
Should be the Chris Fade Show with Big Rossi and Pretty Malik and Eddie.
Okay, sure.
That's a long name.
You start that campaign.
All right.
I will catch you later. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.